We joked about it in the earlier portion of the show, right, JT? Okay. I can't remember, seriously, I can't remember talking about the Browns draft for the first time ever, I think, this late with anybody from the Arlad Scouting Service. I really can't. I mean, like you said, normally it's up 5 games into the season, we're talking draft. 8 games into the season, we're talking draft.
Think
right?
about this, too. We got spoiled because we had not one but 2 playoff games, so that pushed it back even further.
Yeah. So let's go to the Wake'em Way hotline right now and bring in our NFL draft guru, the one, the only. You know him, you love him, you can't get enough of him. He is Dan Shonka here on the Wake'em Way hotline. How you doing, Dan?
Well, good, guys. It's good to talk to you, you know, a little bit later, I guess, since I've become such a Browns fan.
Better late than never. Hey, why didn't you point us towards Josh Allen instead of Baker Mayfield?
I'll tell you, you know what? People wouldn't want Josh Allen last year either, you know, but
it's
I
true.
Still would have wanted Baker Mayfield. I'll tell you what, Josh has done a remarkable, well, let's put it this way. There's 2 things that really helped him out this year. Number 14, coming over from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Diggs put up 1,500 yards. If you add that 1,500 to what he did a year ago, that puts him where he's at right now. Okay?
Yeah.
And because, I mean, what he was is a deep ball thrower, not accurate, but he throws deep and Diggs gets behind secondary. And the other thing is, he's just through hard work, and usually you can't improve your accuracy a whole lot, but with the receivers that he's got and what they're asking him to do, he's become a lot more accurate. He's really worked hard, and my hat's off to him. But, I like the guy number 6. So, I'll hang with my man Baker.
Obviously, I'm kidding. We look at the growth and the progression of Baker Mayfield. How much of that do you give towards a coach, Kevin Stefanski, and we found out today, Coach of the Year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no – and see, that's the other thing you can give Josh Allen. He had the same coaches. They were consistent with him for the last 3 years. Everything he did, they just kind of brought him along and had to do different things a little bit at a time, kind of spoon-fed him.
Mm-hmm.
Where Baker, hey, he's in with, coaches that just threw a hand grenade on the field and expected him to, you know, do something. And you know what? Hey, the guy set a record as a rookie for touchdown passes for all rookies. So, you know, right away out of the blocks, he had to overcome his coaching, and he's done a great job. But with now that he's got some stability and a great running game and an outstanding offensive line coach and better blocking, I think it's all, you know, it's all ahead of Baker.
I agree with you, Dan Shonka, and let's then – take into consideration, same GM, same head coach, same quarterback, all positives for the Browns trending in the right direction. So with that in mind, those 3 are in place. The offense is where they put their attention last year in the offseason. What do you foresee as their biggest need this year as they head into the draft with pick number 26?
Well, you know, on defense, obviously, now, the thing is, JT mentioned this a couple weeks ago. We were on the post-game show with the Browns after the playoff games. But, you know, you got a couple guys coming back. I mean, I love Delpit, you know. And unfortunately, he was injured. But he's an enforcer. He didn't play all year going on IR. But he'll be a really good I think he's a Pro Bowl caliber guy in the future back there in the secondary, and that's going to help out a lot. You know, I don't know exactly what the contract situation is on Vernon, but having him come back will help. Andrew Billings, who opted out this year with COVID, he's in its inside wide body run stuffer. Then you got Greedy Williams, who, you know, a couple of years ago, this guy was a first-round corner that was taken in the second round, so as was Delpit, you know. So I think those guys coming back will help a whole lot. And then now You know, you got to look to pass rushers. You can't ever get enough pass rushers. You can't get enough, you know, the linebackers. You got to have covered linebackers. I thought Taki Taki did some good things at times. And now here's the thing, guys. You know, we talk about this personnel and all that, but I think some adjustments got to be made on defense. You know, the defensive schemes and what have you. I think a lot of time should be spent, you know, on the off season, on just, you know, self-evaluation on that defensive side of the ball, because I think there was too many times, it wasn't necessarily players, but I think some of the coaching has to be upgraded there, and they got to clean up some of their stuff in the coaching room too.
Absolutely. A lot of times I was asking Kenny that very question, is it a matter of personnel or is it a matter of schemes? And Joe Woods is your defensive coordinator, and it's going to be a very interesting offseason, to say the least. Dan, when we look at this year's draft, defensively speaking anyway, where is it the deepest? What position?
Well, you know, it's kind of I like, you know, kind of across the board. You know, the offensive line is really, you know, the guys that have come out, so many the offensive linemen that have come out. I think the tackle position, which a couple of those guys, we got projected to go inside at guard. But I think, you know, that is a strength. And, you know, I think that, you know, the wide receivers have got some really good players in there that have upgraded and got better, you know, through this COVID situation. They showed some really outstanding things. And, you know, and without the combine this year, you know, you got so much out there that is going to be unknown, because it's not going to be clean situations when you're working out at the school. Because I want to tell you, I could write a book on, you know, the stuff that went on at colleges and when I went in there, including in Ohio State, Joey Galloway. I was at Joey's pro day, and I'm trying to think who the strength coach was at that time. He wouldn't let you measure the field. I mean, we always measure the field. So anyway, we got in there early, and I knew quite a few of the coaches and things, so I got in early and measured it, and it doesn't sound like much, but that was 6 inches shorter than, you know, it should have been. Now, we timed Joey. He was the fastest guy that I ever timed. And then I looked over at some of the other scouts. I don't know if you guys remember Albert DeBinion, who he was with the Cleveland Browns. And he and I always almost timed exactly correct. You know, I mean, it didn't matter. What'd you get, Albert? You know, and he's picking golden wheels, you know. And he'd say, I got 419, but I'm not telling anybody. What'd you get? I got 419. You know, we had the same times, you know, on Joey, and then also we and which was, you know, of course, you got to. What we did is we backed off our times a little bit,
yeah.
Because if your pro directors come in or your college directors come in, they better get that time that you had your watch on. So I think we backed it off to 4:31 or something like that.
I thought they only used to lie when they put your name in the schedule. They put your name in the program, and you'd always give yourself an inch, right? He's 6'1".
Well, yeah.
No, he's not.
Well, I guarantee you, there's a lot of those. I mean, guys are trying to put something. You know, you when you measure, you're barefoot, okay? And you got to curl your toes up. Well, guys put stuff on the bottom of their feet, you know what I mean? So when they
really?
Get in there, they'd be a little taller. Oh, yeah, they try to put rolls of quarters or silver dollars in their pocket when they, you know, try to play in. But you don't do that, man. You know, they're in their shorts anyway. And now, and I say, hey, get that stuff out of there. I'm going to take it to the casino. You know what I mean?
That's
and
awesome.
Another thing now, and this, I mean, this can happen. But I mean, I've ever seen scouts when they measured, like most of the time when I was with the combine, I would measure then with the Blesko guy. Okay. We would measure and get, well, anyway, one time we had a team guy, you know, set it up. And I was wondering, these heights looked awfully short to me, and he had it measured wrong. You know what I mean? And then, another one, I tell you, now one guy, I know he did it on purpose, a strength coach at Middle Tennessee. We went down there for a pro day. And we looked at it, and I was with a Broncos scout, Scotty DiStefano, And I said, man, this isn't right, Scotty. He put out all these guys are running 4.3s. You know what I mean? I said, man, this is not right. And so we measure it. You always measured it before pro day. It didn't matter what they said, but we measured it, and it was a full yard short. So
no,
you're running 39 yards, you know. And I asked the strength coach, I said, hey, man, what's going on? You got a yard short. And he goes, oh, those damn graduate assistants.
Well, blame it on the grad assistants.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, he blamed it on the graduate assistants, you know. But anyway, we got it measured, so that didn't, you know. But anyway, that was a long about to come to this answer. You
That's
know, I
huge.
Think that you know we got to get these verified times on these guys, because believe it or not, man, you got to be able to run.
Sure.
And you know, and so and it's going to be, hey, if you're going to be working out at your facility, you know, you don't go to Indianapolis this year. Everybody's got their own facility. There'll be scouts there and what have you, running stuff, getting the correct measurement, whether it's your arm length, your hand span. Hey, I've seen stuff so screwed up at times you won't even believe it. But at least in Indianapolis, it's a consistent situation. You know what I mean? Everything you do is, you know, if you run good that day, that's fine. If you don't, you'll be timed again later. But, you know, at least everything, hey, when you go through, the same guy measures your hand, the same guy does
yep.
arm length, you know, so it's consistent. So anyway, coming back around to your question, which, you know, you might have a new one by now, but the Browns need help on defense.
What linebacker realistically could be there for them at 26? We've talked about Micah Parsons with you on the Browns postgame show on Facebook and Twitter, but I don't think he's going to make it out of the top 10, top 12. So since the Browns no longer are a bad team picking that high, at 26, what linebacker might be available for them around 26, Dan Shonka?
I'll tell you, a guy that's really ascended this year, and he had 4 interceptions, and he's kind of a throwback guy because he's big and he can run. And that's Xavien Collins out of Tulsa. He's 6'4", he's about 255, and he runs in the, you know, high 4.6s, mid 4.7s. But, I mean, he's full grown now, and he's got good instincts, and he can run sideline to sideline. So I'm certain that he's going to be, you know, in the Browns mix. Now, an ascending guy who is more what teams are looking for in regards to a covered linebacker, somebody in the 4-2 scheme, when you're a 4-2-5, you know, you people are lined up and 3 wideouts and all that, you got to have linebackers that can run. And Chaz Surratt, he's only played linebacker a couple of years, but he's out of North Carolina, and he's a guy that I think is really a guy that's on the come. Now, that'd be high for him probably at 26, you know what I mean?
Right.
But Collins, he would be there. But a couple other linebackers, you know, in that second, third round area, Jabril Cox from LSU, he played at North Dakota State and was really good there a year ago, then went to LSU this year as a grad transfer, and he's really good. I'd love to see him be a Brown, and they're going to be able to get him, I believe, in the third round. But Jabril Cox, and I think the Browns got a third round pick. I don't have my stuff in front of me, but he would be a really good pick, and he can cover, he can run, and he's smart, and he's instinctive, and I think he could be had in the third round.
Dan, when you look at this football season with everything that went involved, with the guys that opted out, with the COVID testing, with the guys that might have been ineligible due to being sick, when you look back at the season, was it any good with the exception of Alabama?
Well, it was a disruptive year, no question about it, JT. I mean, and there's guys that end up going back to school that – we had good grades on that. I don't know where they were getting their information or what have you, but they end up going back. So next year I would expect an outstanding draft class. But But I, you know, with all these different things that went on this year, and so many guys that got the, they could have a fifth year if they wanted it. It was just, they weren't focused so much on
right.
the football playing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It was more of just, hey, are we going to play this week?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
All right, Dan Shanko, what about in the secondary? Because even though they expect Greedy Williams to come back, you don't know what he's going to be like. They're hoping Grant Delpit recovers from the Achilles, and if he does, then they got a starter there, but you don't know for sure. So they've got Denzel Ward and a bunch of question marks there in the secondary. So is this a deep draft, either safety or cornerback, that the Browns might be able to get some help?
Yeah, you know, I think that the corner could very well be. And I don't know if you remember Joe Horn, the receiver, you know, that was in the league for
Saints.
Quite a few years.
Sure.
His son, JC, is really a good corner, and he's good size. Now, this is so early in the process, it's, you know, hard to say where some of these guys are going to shake down right now, but he's a big corner. He's 6'1", he's 205, he's a good tackler, he can run, he played at South Carolina. He opted out about midway through the season, but he's got NFL bloodlines. I don't know if he'll make it to 26, you know, because just like Surtain is, again, the son of a former NFL defensive back in this case, he should be the first guy off the board. Caleb Farley did not play this year at Virginia Tech. So he could fall, but he's really a good football player, and he's got size, 6'1", 207. He can run, but he opted out of Virginia Tech this year. But he could be a possibility there. Disappointed in Sean Wade. We like Sean and certain films we looked at a year ago. He was just so up and down at Ohio State this year. I think what he'll end up being, though, is a really good nickel corner, probably end up going in the second round. But I think he'll end up, you know, really being a good inside guy as opposed to maybe being on the outside. But I think there's going to be guys that, the best couple I think I mentioned, I don't think Surtain's going to make it. Farley might. And like I said, Horn may be there. But, you know, that corner position is such a priority. But, you know, those three may have a possibility of, you know, one of those three may fall there.
All right, Dan Shanko, we appreciate you making time for us. It's a late start with you and our lads and us at WHBC. That's a good thing. We'll be talking with you throughout this off season as we get closer and closer to the draft, which is supposed to be held in Cleveland this year. So we'll see how that works out as well. And keep up the good work at our lads. And everybody out there, OURLADS.com, OurLads.com. And what can they sign up for and get delivered to them now leading up to when you guys put the Bible together right before the draft, Dan?
Well, absolutely. They'll be getting we're going to be writing up all the All-Star game guys, and I know that was limited, but we're going to do write-ups on how they did this year, the guys like the selections for the East-West. Guys will be written up there. Of course, the Senior Bowl will have covered and what goes on there. There's a couple other smaller All-Star games that a couple of guys that would end up going to the East-West end up going to the other games so they could get some game time in. And we'll be writing those guys up, and that'll be coming out in our in our All-Star issue before we start getting that into our draft guide stuff.
Sounds good. Hey, Dan, thanks so much. Be well. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Appreciate it, guys. Great JT. Thanks, Kenny. Always appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. See ya.
There he is, Dan Shanko. Follow him on Twitter at OurLads_Shanko. I believe it is, at OurLads_Shanko on Twitter, OurLads.com for the website. Back with more right after this.